Today's shir is Masechet Pesachim, Daf Nun Dalet. We will begin on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Ein Mevarchem Al Or. We only make a bracha on Motzei Shabbos, on a fire that we want to make a Bari Meir Eish. Says the Gemara, Ein Mevarchem Al Or, El B'Motzei Shabbos. The only time during the week that we make a bracha Bari Meir Eish is on Motzei Shabbos, Hoyal V'Tchilas B'Riyasuhu. That's when the fire was created, as we will see later in the Gemara, and therefore it's appropriate then to make the bracha. Omlei Hu Saba, as we always say, Hu Saba typically refers to Eliyahu Navi, V'Teima Rabba B'Bachana Yasher. What you said is correct, because V'Kein Omer Rabbi Yochanan, because he said that that's what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, that the only time we make a bracha by Meir Eish is Motzei Shabbos. And as is clear, what the purpose of our Gemara is to teach us is that on Motzei Shabbos, we make a Bari Meir Eish. We do not make a Bari Meir Eish on Motzei Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara, Abaya have a rocha of Ozel. Abaya was riding on a donkey. Vava shok of Ozel, Rabba Abba Mimine, Rabba Abba was traveling to his right, Rabba B'Bachana Mismoyle, and Rabba B'Bachana was traveling to the left. And the Ben Yoyada teaches us that the reason the Gemara went out of its way to teach us exactly how they were all riding is that we know that the Gemara in Masechet Erevin teaches us that when a gadol, when a great person is walking, and there are two people accompanying him, the greater of the two walks to his right, and the lesser of the two walks to his left. And teaches us Gemara that halacha does not just apply when they're walking, but it applies when they're riding on a horse, a donkey in those times as well. Amle Rab Abba Ula. So Rab Abba said to Ula, Vade Damris Mishmed Rab Yochanan, is it true that I heard you say over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the aim of Achim El Or, El B'Matzah Shabbos, that you only make a bracha Bari Meir Eish on Matzah Shabbos, Hoyal V'Tchilas B'Riyasihu, because that's when fire was created. Hada Ulu, so Ula turned his face around to his left, Chazabei, and he looked at Rabbi B'Bachana B'Bishus, upset. Ula wanted to show Rabbi B'Bachana that he's the one, he just reported that that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, and Rabbi Yochanan, according to Ula, never said that, because according to Ula, actually, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion was that you do make a Bari Meir Eish on Matzah Yom Kippur. So the question is, where did Ula get to be upset with Rabbi B'Bachana? Rav Abba asked Ula, and how did Rabbi B'Bachana get involved here? So the Maram explains that Ula understood that this question that Rav Abba said, that he heard that Ula had said, Rabbi Yochanan said, you don't make a Bari Meir Eish on Yom Kippur, must have come from some Talmud of his. And he assumed that his most prominent Talmud being Rabbi B'Bachana, so Rabbi B'Bachana was the one that said it, and that's why Ula got upset. So the question is, why did he get so upset? If that's what he heard, why did he get upset? So the Ben Yoyada explains that Ula, again, assumed that if Rabbi B'Bachana said something in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he didn't just say it, that he heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. He must have said it because he heard it from a Rebbe of his. And who was Rabbi B'Bachana's Rebbe? Rabbi B'Bachana's Rebbe was Ula. So his assumption was that if this is being said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it's also being said that Ula said that in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and that's why he got upset. Amalei. So Rabbi B'Bachana said to Ula, "Ana laf ha'aha amri. I didn't comment regarding making a Bari Meir Eish on Matzah Yom Kippur. Elaha amri. My comment was regarding something else altogether. The Tana Tana Kama Rabbi Yochanan, one of the Talmid Chachamim that used to say brises in front of Rabbi Yochanan, said, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Yom Kippurim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, Af B'Mokum Sh'amru, even though in our previous year we learned in the Mishnah that there are different minhagim about putting on a candle on Yom Kippur or not, so Af B'Mokum Sh'amru Sh'loi L'Hadlik, even in the place where the minig is not to put on a candle on Yom Kippur, Bad Likim Nekvot Shabbos. The halach is that we do put up a candle L'Kavod Shabbos. That is what I said. V'ani Rabbi Yochanan Besrei, and Rabbi Yochanan, after hearing that, said, V'cham Oisrim. The Cham hold that we don't put up a candle on Yom Kippur if it comes out Shabbos until Matzah Shabbos. That means, Rabbi Yochanan said, that in his place the minig was not to put up a candle on Yom Kippur when it came out during the week. And Rabbi Yochanan said that not only during the week do you not put on a candle on Yom Kippur. The halacha is that even on Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, that if you don't put up a candle. And that's how Rabbi Yochanan's name came into discussion. But it's not that I held that you don't, it's not that I reported that Rabbi Yochanan said that you don't make put up a candle on Matzah Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara, Amalei, on that he said, Oda Tehei. That I taka agree. That I agree that that's what, that I indeed agreed that Rabbi Yochanan said. Karilei, so Ula said, they said when this episode was reported, Karilei Rabbi Yosef said when they reported this episode, Maim Amuka Eitzav Levish, the thoughts of a Talmud Chacham are like deep waters, that just like when you have deep water, you have to be able to understand what's in the depth. Vish Tavuni Yadlena, but that a bright person could open it up. Here too, here they could understand each other just by looking at each other. Maim B'mukim Beitz B'Levish Za'ula. Ula didn't make a direct comment. He just looked at him. Rabbi B'Bechana understood. Vish Tvuna Yadalena, Rabbi Bachana understood what was said. Vinu, and says the Gemara, Ula and Rabbi Bachana, that did not want to agree to Rabbi Abba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that you don't make a brach by Rabbi Matzim Kippur, commands of rule. Who do they hold like? Says the Gemara, Kiha the Omer, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Yefes, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mevarchana or Bebe Matzishavs, Bebe Matzim Kippur. We make a Bari Mera Eish, both of Matzah Shabbos, both of Matzah Yom Kippur, the Kain Amadover, and that is the Minig. The Minig is that even though, as we've learned in our Mishnah, there may be different Minhagim about making a Bari, about putting on a candle on Yom Kippur, Matzah Yom Kippur, everybody agrees, and we'll speak about this more in a moment that we do. So, of course, the question that Tosfos and other Rishonim ask is that Al Gemara is having a discussion, as we will continue having the discussion, is do we make a Brach Mayreish Matzah Yom Kippur, don't we? Or do we only make it Matzah Shabbos? But why don't we make a Brach Mayreish every time we benefit from a Ner? The halacha is, Asa Lahenis Ma'alim Hazeh B'lai Bracha, just like we're not allowed to eat without making a Bracha, because we're not allowed to benefit from this world without a Bracha. So why don't we make a bracha every time we benefit from or. So one teretz that Tosfos suggests is that we only make a bracha on a hanor that goes into the body. The hanor of fire is an external hanor. On an external hanor, we don't make a bracha. That's one teretz that Tosfos suggests. The Rosh says that we don't make a bracha on a hanor that doesn't have a stop. When we eat, then we stop to eat, and then we eat again. Fire is something that constantly comes. So if so, why do we make a bracha on Matzah Shabbos? So the Ran explains that just like when we see Birkas Achama. We know every 28 years, when the sun comes back to the original spot where it was, by Brias HaOlam, we make a bracha. Matzoy Shabbos for fire, as we're going to see in our Gemara, is the same as the Birkas Achama every 28 years, where the fire comes back to its original spot where it was at the beginning. So if that's the way we're going to learn, we're going to end up understanding that the Birkas Hachama, the Birkas Mareish, is not a Birkas Hanenen, because for the given reasons that we just learned from the Rishonim, that it's either a Birkas Hashvach or it's a Birkas Hamitzvahs, but it's not certainly a Birkas Hanenen. The Rashba gives a different explanation. He says, so if that's the case, what the Rashba is trying to address, if that is the case, then we should make a bracha on everything when it comes back to where it was when it was created. So the Rashba explains that everything else, as we're going to learn in our Gemara as well, was created purely by Kodesh Baruch Hu. But fire, as we're going to learn, had a human intervention. Adam Rishon participated in the creation of fire. And therefore, for that bria, which was done by a person, we make a special bracha. Says the Gemara, Meisvei asked the Gemara, Ey mevarchem ha'or el b'matzah Shabbos, we only make a bracha by Re'eish on Matzah Shabbos, hoil v'tchilosoi, tchilos b'riyosehu, because that's when fire was created. The Kimet Shiroya, and the Gemara says that as soon as you see fire Matzah Shabbos, mevarchem yad, you should make a bracha, not wait for Havdalah. Rehuda says, Sodron. You say the Havdalah together with the Birchas Besamim, all ala kois, all on the cup of wine on which Havdalah is recited. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Allah Kabyuda, that's the halacha that we make the Bari Mayro Eish on the fire during Havdalah. But what do we see from here? That Rabbi Yehuda holds that we make a bracha on fire only on Matzah Shabbos. And even Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees with the Tanakhama, the disagreement is only how Havdalah is recited. But there is no disagreement that Havdalah is only recited on Matzah Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Kamba Arsha Shabbos, that a fire that was not used, that's the fire that we could use Matzah Yom Kippur for Bari Mer'esh. Kamba Ora Yotz Me'etz Menavonim, when fire is created from scratch, that's the fire we could use on Matzah Shabbos. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that we make a bracha Mayer Eish only, both on Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Kippur, but there's a very important difference. On Matzah Shabbos, we can make a fire even from fire that was created from scratch on Matzah Shabbos. On Matzah Yom Kippur, we only can make a bracha Mayer Eish from a fire from Ner Sheshavas. Ner Sheshavas means that it was in existence before Yom Kippur, and then on Yom Kippur it wasn't used, because we're not allowed to obviously use fire on Yom Kippur, and then we use that fire for Havdalah Matzah Yom Kippur. And as Rashi explains, the reason we make this special bracha Matzah Yom Kippur is, unlike every Yontif, as we've discussed many times, every Yontif we could use fire for Eichel Nefesh. But on Yom Kippur, we can't use fire for Eichel Nefesh, and therefore it's appropriate to show that until now we could not use that fire, and now we can use that fire. So the halacha is that on Matzah Shabbos we make a bracha on any fire, because it's a zecher, it's a remembrance for the fire that was created, as we said, on Matzah Shabbos for the first time. But I saw an interesting Sfasemis. The Sfasemis says that the reason we gave for the Bari Mayro Eish on Matzah Yom Kippur actually applies to every Shabbos as well. Because every Shabbos, that halacha is, we're not allowed to use fire. And therefore, says the Sfasemis, that on Matzah Shabbos, if possible, we should use a Ner Sheshavas, not just use a Ner, commemorate the creation of the fire, but to use a Ner Sheshavas to also indicate that till now the fire could not be used and now fire can be used. There's an interesting question. What's the halacha about a fire that was in existence on Yom Kippur, but was not a fire in the home of a Jew, is a fire in the home of a Nochri, who's allowed to use fire? Is that considered Orsha Shavus or not? So the halacha is that the Ramban says that you could not make, that's not considered Orsha Shavus, and you should not use that. There's also interesting machloikus that I saw, a machloikus Rishonim, machloikus Riven and Ritva. The Gemara Masech the Bracha says that even though Motzei Shabbos we make the Bayer Ma'aresh and Havdalah, if one doesn't have a fire available, he should make the Havdalah without the Ner Shavas. But the Rishonim say that on Yom Kippur, it's different. The Rivet says that since on Yom Kippur, that it's part of the Havdalah to show that till now I was not able to use fire and now I could use fire. So that's why the Rivet says a Motzei Yom Kippur wants to go out of his way to find the fire. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says that Motzei Yom Kippur should not be stricter than Motzei Shabbos. And if Motzei Shabbos we can make Havdalah, we don't have to go out of our way to find the fire, so too would be the halacha Motzei Yom Kippur. The Ritva goes on to say that if Yom Kippur comes out on Motzei Shabbos, then we don't need a Ner Shavas, because we're making a bracha of Meira Eish also because it's Motzei Shabbos. And since it's Motzei Shabbos, a Motzei Shabbos, we just learned we don't need a Ner Shavas. So the halacha is that you could Motzei Shabbos make a Motzei Shabbos, if it's Motzei Yom Kippur, if it comes on Shabbos, you could make a bracha on any fire. He does, however, say that of course it would be better that on Motzei Yom Kippur, which was on Shabbos, to find a Ner Shavas. The Magen Avraham disagrees. And the Magen Avraham says that whenever Yom Kippur is, even if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, we have to strictly make the bracha Meira Eish on a Ner Shavas. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that that's what one should do, l'chatchila. But if Mishnah Berurah again also says, if you can't find another fire, then Motzei Shabbos, since it's Motzei Shabbos, you can use any fire to make the Bar Meresh. Tanoi Chada, ask the Gemara, we learned the one Braisa, or a Yotze Be'etzim Navonim, fire that's created in Motzei Shabbos from wood, from stone, Mevarchalav, you can make a Bar Meresh. For Tanoi Chada, but then we learned another Braisa, a Mevarchalav, that we don't make a Bracha. How do we reconcile this? So the way we just learned, it's very understandable. Lekashi, come Motzei Shabbos, on a regular Motzei Shabbos, we can make a bracha Bar Meresh on any fire. Kama Motzei Yom Kippur, on Motzei Yom Kippur, we only can make a bracha on a Ner Shavas. Says the Gemara, how Havdalah was made. Rebbe Mefazrin, Rebbe, when he made Motzei Shabbos, as soon as he saw a fire, he would make a Bar Meresh. And when he received Sabim, he would make a bracha on them. He did not wait to make all the brachas together. Rav Chiya, on the other hand, Mechanson, would make them all together by Havdalah. He would make the Bar Pri Agafin, then he would make the Bar Mina Psamim, and then he would make the Bar Mara Eish. Amar Yitzhak Rav Dimi, Alpha P, Sherebi Mefazrin, as we just learned, as soon as the opportunity came up by every one of the brachas, he made that bracha. Chayzim Esaydim Alakais, he would repeat those brachas when he made Havdalah, k'dei lahoitzi banav b'nei b'yosef, to mitzi all of his family members. So the Ritva says that could be said regarding the Bar Meresh. That could be said regarding the Bar Havdalah. But the bracha of B'samim, if he already made a bracha on B'samim, he can't make a bracha again, because it's a Brich Sananin. And by Brich Sananin, he had the Hanaf from the Besamim, and he can't make another bracha on Besamim to be mighty somebody else. But he does write that that's not the Minig Olam. The Minig Olam is that even if somebody made a Bari Mina Besamim, he makes it again to be mighty the people of his family. Because the Meiri explains that the Hanaf Besamim is a temporary Hanaf. So now when he's making the bracha again, when he's smelling the b'samim again, he can make the bracha again. So there's a very interesting discussion, which begins by the Rishonim from our Gemara. The Gemara says, "Lahoitzi banav of bnei beisai," because there's a question amongst the Rishonim if women are mechuyev and havdalah. On one hand, there's an argument that women should not be mechuyev and havdalah because havdalah is a mitzvah to say shezman grama, and we don't make women aren't mechuyev a mitzvah to say shezman grama. On the other hand, since we know women are mechuyev in kiddush, the pasuk says zocher es yom shabbos lekatchoy, and kosh yeshna b'shmira, whoever may not violate, whoever may not be mechal shabbos, yeshna b'zchira has to make kiddush. Women certainly may not be mechal shabbos, so just like they may not be mechal shabbos, the loch is they also and they have to make kiddush. So too, havdalah travels together with kiddush. And there's a third opinion that says women are mechuyev and havdalah midrabbanan. So in other words, we have three opinions in the Rishonim regarding women and havdalah. Some explain that they're mechuyev midraisa, some say they're mechuyev midrabbanan, and some say that they're not mechuyev at all. So Ritva says that our Gemara is a raya that they are mechuyev and havdalah, because the Gemara says lahoitzi banav ubnei beisai. Nebesai presumably means his family members, his wife. And you see the women are mechuyev and havdalah. Darchas Chaim disagrees. The Darchas Chaim says that Shabbos and havdalah don't travel together. Shabbos and Kiddush travel together, but not havdalah. And the Ramos says that because it is, the minig is, that women don't make havdalah themselves, because we have a suffix of the mechuyev and havdalah, they should listen to havdalah from men. Ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, is it true that fire was created in Matzah Shabbos? For Tanya, have we not learned in the Braisa? Asar dvaram niver be'erev Shabbos. There were 10 things that were created erev Shabbos, be'en hashmashos, right before Shabbos. And as a sort of Rashbats explains, why were they created specifically be'en hashmashos? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu are... These 10 things are sort of between Teva and a Nes. Teva means the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world order, not nature. And a Nes is something above Teva. And these things are in the middle. Ve'elahim, the bear from Miriam, that Klal Yisrael drank from all the years that they were in the Midbar. Hamon, the man that came down to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, even though I saw that the Mefarshim point out, the Re'emes asked the question, that the Gemara in Masechta Yuma, Daf Ayin Hei Amabeis, quotes the Pasuk, Lechem Abirim Ochalish, and there's a question if the Malachim ate man or not. So now the question asked the Re'emes, if Malachim eat man, and man was saying, was only created Bein Hashmashos Friday afternoon, and we know the Malachim were already created on the second day of the creation. So what did the Malachim eat from that day until Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos? So that Imri Emes said that even if we hold the Malachim need to eat, and they eat man, they don't need to eat every day. So they didn't eat until Friday afternoon. The Keshes, that's the rainbow, on a rainy day, the ksav, that how to write letters, umichtav is a pen, v'aluchos, and the luchos are rishonos. So Rashi gives two pshatim in ksav and michtav. Ksav, Rashi says, is the letters, and michtav is how to write the letters. And the second pshat that Rashi says is ksav is the way to write the letters, and michtav is the pen with which to write the letters. So ask the Mashah, as we started this piece of Gemara, says that there's something unique about all these 10 things that were created by Nashmoshes. What's so unique about Ksav Umichtav? So I saw the Beis Yaakov answers that until then, there was only Ksav Ivri. That was the Ksav with which they wrote. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Nashmoshes, created the Ksav Ashuris, with which Sifrei Torah are written. The Rambam has a different explanation of Ksav and Mikhtav. The Rambam's explanation of Ksav is that the Torah that was written in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Mikhtav is, and the way I think Pshat and the Rambam is, and that was written in fire, Eish Chayra al Gabi Eish Levana, and then it was brought down Mikhtav to a way that we could read it. Valuchos, the Ruchos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael by Kabbalah HaTorah, V'kivroi Shal Moshe, the caver of Moshe Rabbeinu, where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, Umara Sha'omed by Moshe Eliyahu, and the cave where Moshe Eliyahu stood, Psichas Pi'asan, we know that Bilam's donkey opened up his mouth to speak to him, Psichas Pi'aretz, and then the opening of the earth, Livlas Rishoyim, at the time of Kairach. So of course the Tosfos Rosh asks, the Gemara, what's so special about the cave of Moshe Eliyahu? I think there are many caves throughout the world. So the Yavetz explains that, and he uses this to explain a number of the things that were created at that time. What was created at that time were things that Klal Yisrael could not, that the world, that Klal Yisrael could not exist without these things. That means, for example, we just spoke about the Machlokes of Korach. If the Machlokes of Korach would have sustained, Klal Yisrael would have not been able to continue. The Be'er that we had in the Midbar. There's plenty of water in the world. But without that Be'er, we could have not existed in the Midbar. The Pi'asun, again, if Bilam would have been successful in cursing us, then we wouldn't have been able to survive. And all these things, are the uniqueness of every one of these items that were mentioned in the Gemara is that they were critical for the existence of Klal Yisrael. Who are your Omer? Rabbi Yehuda used to say, Rabbi Nechemiah Mishim Aviv, Rabbi Nechemiah said in the fame of his father, Afa Or, fire, Va Pered is a mule, it's a combination of a donkey and a horse. Rabbi Yehuda Mishim Aviv, Afa Isle, the Isle of Avram Avinu that was taken in the place of Yitzchak, Va Shomer. Shomer was a special worm that they used in the Mishkan that was able to crack even the hardest object, tongs, that you could hold something over fire with tongs. Who? Rabbi Yehuda used to say, tzafsa, but tzafsa mavda. The only way to make a tongue is by having a tongue. So where did you have the tzafsa kamaisa, man of it, who made the first pair of tongues? Holai, says the Gemara, must be that Beri b'dei shemayim hi, that the tongues were min shemayim. Amluhu, so the Tanoim, one of the Tanoim there said to Rabbi Yehuda, your proof is not a compelling proof, because Efshe should have said a betfus, a tongue could have been created out of a mold, and therefore it's not necessarily a raya that tongues were created in the Shemayim. Bikveno kivon, and like that you could form it. Halai, it could be b'dei odamhu. It's made by human. So the Maral says that this Gemara that we're saying that the Tanoim mentioned other items that were created by the Shemashos is not necessarily to be viewed as a machloikis. Rather, everyone is mentioning different things, but they could all be agreeing to each other. And I saw that the Rashbat says that even though the Gemara just proved that that tongs could be created, the first pair of tongs could also be created by a mold, still Rabbi Yehuda holds that since the tongs were used in the building of the Mishkan, that's why even though they could have been created by a mold, they were created min haShemayim. But we go back to our original question. Here it says that fire was created on Erev Shabbos, and we've been learning our entire shir that it was created Matzah Shabbos. Answers the Gemara Lakasha. Haba Adadon, our fire that we all use was started on Matzah Shabbos. Ha, the fire of Nechemiah speaking about is Ba'od Gehenim, the fire of Gehenim. Adadon be Matzah Shabbos, Ad Gehenim be Erev Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Ba'od Gehenim be Erev Shabbos Ivri, is the time of the creation of Erev Gehenim on Friday? Ask the Gemara Vatanya, Shivat Varam, Nivra Kodim Shnivra Oilam, there were seven things that were created before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Eilein Torah, Utshuva, V'gan Eden v'gehenem v'kisei kovet beis hamikdash u'shmoy shel Mashiach. So we see that they were all created before. How do you say that Gehenem was only created Friday afternoon? And in fact, the Ma'abit says, now we could understand why at the beginning of the year we have the Seres Yimei Tshuva. Because we have the Seres Yimei Tshuva at the beginning of the world, at the beginning of the year, because that's when Tshuva was created, at the beginning of creation. And the Gemara proves from Pesukim every one of these things. Torah, Diksev, Hashem, Kanani, Reishis, Darkai. At the beginning of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Torah. As we know, the Gemara says, Estakel Baraisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, was Ubar Alma. That was the basis for creating the world. Tshuva, the Ksiv, Terem Harm, Yoladu. Before there were mountains, before there was anything, except Tosh and Eshadaka, but time of Shuva b'nei Adam. Hashem created Shuva that we could do better. Gareda the Ksiv, Vayita Hashem Alakim, began me Adam. There was a gun before. So I saw the Rashi asks, how can we say that Torah was in existence before the world when we just learned in the Gemara that the writing was only Ben Hashmoshes Friday afternoon? So Rashi says that, as we mentioned before, the Torah originally was Eish Shchoira Agabe Eish Levana, and that didn't need to have a Ksav and a Mikhtav. Gehenim was created before the world was created. The Ksiv, Ki Arch Me'af Smail Tifta. Tifta, which is Gehenim, was there before the world was. Kisei Kovod, Ubeis HaMikdash, Ksiv, Kisei Kovod, Moram Marishan, Mekoyim Kedoshenu, Shmoy Shel Mashiach, Ksiv, Yehi Shmoy La'olam, Lefei Shemesh Yiran Shmoy. Amri, so when was Gehenim created, asked Gemara. Was it Friday afternoon, Ben Hashmashes, or was it Yom Sheni? Answers the Gemara, Chalolo, the space for Gehenim, who the Nivrakon Shnivra Olam, was there before the world was created. However, or the day, the fire of Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos. Asked the Gemara, for other day by Erev Shabbos Ivri, was the fire of Gehenim created Friday afternoon for Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, or Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shenei Bereishis, the fire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the second day of the Bria, Ein Lo Kfiyah La'olam, never goes out, Shenemar, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, V'yotzu V'ra B'Pirgui HaNoshim HaPoshim Bi, we will see those people who rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Solatim Lo Somos V'Ishim Lo Tichpa, the fire will never, they will constantly be consumed by fire. So we see from here that it was created on the second day. And the Gemara continues to say, why doesn't the Torah use the word kitoiv b'sheni b'shabbos on the second day of creation? Says the Gemara, because that was the day that Gehenim was created. Even though on the second day of the creation it doesn't use the word kitoiv, everything is included in kitoiv that was said on the last day of creation, because the pasuk says there, v'yal kim es kosh asa v'hinei toiv me'oid. And even though on Yom Sheni it doesn't say kitoiv because it's Gehenim, however, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Shishi, when an Averi was committed, then we saw, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there is a need for Gehenim. So again, how do we say it was created on Friday, Ben Hashmashes? Says the Gemara, the way to understand the creation of Gehenim is as follows. Chalolo, the space of Gehenim, was Kodesh Shnivra Olam, was in existence before the world was created. V'or the day, the fire of Gehenim was created B'Sheni B'Shabbos on the second day. V'or the dawn, and our fire, Machshava Ola Libarois, B'Erev Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create it on Erev Shabbos, V'lo Nivra, but it wasn't actually created Ad Matzah Shabbos until Matzah Shabbos. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosi, Ayim Shnei Dvarim Ola B'Machshava Libarois, B'Erev Shabbos. There were two things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create on Erev Shabbos. However, V'lo Nivra Ad Matzah Shabbos, they weren't actually created until Matzah Shabbos. Main HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the intellect to a person to have the ability to create. And he brought two racks and he and he grinded them together. And then he brought two animals for Herkav Zubazu, and he mated them, Yotzman Beherit, and a mule came out. And in fact, I saw the Paiskim suggest, b'dievid, if somebody can't get fire Matzah Shabbos, and he wants to make a Bar Me'ereish, but he has two stones, even though he doesn't have the ability to create fire out of two stones, if he just rubs those two stones together, that will be enough that he can make a Bar Me'ereish, because that's what other Marishan did Matzah Shabbos. Rishim Gamliel, I'm a Perid, b'mei Anahaya. The mule was created in the time of Ayah. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Hu Ana as Shemotza as Ayem v'Mimidbar." Ana was the one that found mules. Says the Gemara, Darshe Chamuris. I saw two pshatim in Darshe Chamuris. One pshat in Darshe Chamuris is that they're able to explain difficult psukim in the Torah, psukim that we don't understand. Another pshat in Darshe Chamuris is that they're able to say beautiful divrei Torah. Darsh Chamuris Hayomra. Ana Apostle Haya. Ana was an individual who was a mamzer. His father was his maternal brother. Lefekach, so he was that type of person. He brought a donkey, which is a mule, which is the creation of improper mating to the world. Shnema, the pasuk says, Ela b'nei seir ha'chayri yoshvei ha'aretz loiten v'shaval v'tzivin v'ana. So we see that Tzivin and Ana were brothers. V'ksiv, but there's another pasuk that says v'ela Tzivin v'ayo v'ana, that Ana was Tzivin's son. So is he his son or is his brother? What must have happened, says the Gemara, El Malamed Shabbat Tzivin al Imay. Tzivin had relations with his mother, and their child was Ana. So Ana was Tzivin's son and brother at the same time. Ask the Gemara, before we're so quick to say that Ana was a mamzer, v'dimotrei Ana have, maybe there were two different people who were Ana. Says the Gemara, I'm going to say over something that even Shvar Malka didn't say. And who is Shvar Malka? Shmuel. The reason Shmuel was called Shvar Malka, because we know that throughout Shas, that Loch is like Shmuel by Dine Mominus, just like what a king says is the rule, what Shmuel said is the rule. Ikadamri, Amra Papa, Amina Milsa, the Shvar Malka, Loy Amra. And who's that? Rava. Because the Halacha always follows Rava. Dama Kra. The pasuk says, "Ve'elu b'nei Tzivin v'ayu v'ana hu ana." So, why does the Torah repeat the words "hu ana" to teach us the mekara hava? It's the same ana that we began with. Tanur Rabbanan says the Brayis Asar Dvarim Nivra Be'er V'Shavus Be'er Shmashus. There were 10 things created Be'er Shmashus. Ve'elam Be'er Uman Keshes Haksav Amichtav Aluchos Kiver Shemaisha Umar Shamed by Moshe Ve'Elio Psichas Pia Osin Psichas Pia Aris Livelas Rishoyim. Yesh Amr Af Makla Shal Aaron, the stick of Aaron, Shkedel for Rachel, the different almonds and blossoms that came out of that stick when Korach wanted to argue on his kahuna. Yesh Amr Af Hamazikim, Shadim, Yesh Amr Af Bigdo Shal Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan had a, Rashi explains, had a very special garment that had on it all the pictures of all the animals in the world. And the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him that beged is because we know that Adam Arishan had to name all the animals in the world. So they put on this beged on him, like the animals should come close to him and he should be able to understand them and name them properly. And that beged ultimately ended up by Nimrod. And then Esav took those begodim from Nimrod. And that's what the pasuk refers to. V'tikach Rivka as big day Esa b'no ha'godl ha'chamudus ha'she'ita b'bayis and gave it to Yaakov. Another pshat that Rashi suggests is that we know that the pasuk says that after Adam and Chava did the Avera, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them big day Or. That's the big day Or. Tanra Abana Shivet Vorm Chusum Ne'odam. The seven things that Hashem made that nobody should know, and the Gemara goes into each one of them. Elan Yom Misa. The first thing is that people don't know when they're going to die. And the Mashal explains, because the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Shuv yom echad l'fleim yisoscha. A person is supposed to do tshuva before he passes away. But if a person knew when he was going to pass away, he would wait to do tshuva. But that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't know where we're going to pass away, and we always are supposed to be in a situation of tshuva. Another pshat that I saw from the Aruch Yisharim is that if a person, Mechus Mnei Adam, a person created that people don't think about death all the time. For people were to think about death all the time, they can never survive with those kind of morbid thoughts. V'yayim v'nechama. The question is when a person will have a nechama. So Rashi said, when if a person has a problem, when will the problem be over? Because the Ben Yoyod explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings such situations to people that they should have kaparas avinus. But if the person knew that it's going to end whatever day, he won't be so concerned about it, and it won't bring him a kapara. Another pshat that the Mashar suggests is that we don't know when Mashiach is coming, for the same reason as he said before, so we should constantly do tshuva, hoping that Mashiach will come immediately. V'aymekadin, we don't understand always, so there's two pshatim. One pshat is, Rashi suggests that we don't understand, the dayan doesn't understand always how to pass the shaila with all of the issues that are involved. Another pshat is that we don't understand the din shamayim. And as the Ben Yoyada explains, that sometimes 10 people did the same aveira, but they aren't all punished the same way, min shamayim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his special machshavas that we don't understand. We don't know what somebody else is thinking. Because if we knew what somebody else is thinking, we could never coexist with people. You don't know what really brings panosa. Because if we knew what people really needed, then we could always raise the price and it would be a difficult economic order in the world. Or Malchus Beis David, Masi Taxer. We don't know when Mashiach is coming. And we don't know when terrible governments will come to conclusion. There were three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that should be created. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not had that, it makes all the most sense. That people, when they pass away, they should decompose. Because otherwise, if they didn't decompose, nobody would ever take a mace out of their home. That people should forget the pain of somebody passing away, because otherwise they could never exist with that, continue to exist with that pain. And that a grain, it should get spoiled. Because if grain didn't get spoiled, people would just hoard it in the warehouses and there would not be enough grain for people who need it. That currency should be accepted. Because if not, there would never be a way to do commerce amongst the world. Our Mishnah continues with Minhagim. We know Tisha B'Av is the day of the Churban Bayis Rishon and the Churban Bayis Sheni. On Tisha B'Av, Achila, eating, shtia, drinking, rechitza, washing, sicha, anointing myself, and needles, a sandal, putting on shoes, tashmi, shamita, are all osur. Also on Tisha B'Av, one may not learn. But now the Mishnah discusses, what about working on Tisha B'Av? Says the Mishnah, Makom shenagu la'asim melacha b'Tisha B'Av oisim. Where is a minig to do melacha on Tisha B'Av? You may do so. Makom shenagu shaloi la'asim. Place with a minig not to do malacha, ain't oisim, you may not do malacha. Become makim, everywhere, Talmidei Chachamim betalim, Talmidei Chachamim don't do malacha on Tisha B'Av. Rishim Gamalil Omer, la'olam yas atzmei k'tamid chacham. Even though a person should not try to act in a manner that he's greater than him, on this you can, and best is not to work on Yom Kippur. Why is Tisha B'Av osim in malacha? Because as all the Rishonim explain, Tisha B'Av, besides that it's a fast day, is a day of Avelis. And it's an Avelis Yishana. It's not a new Avelis. But since it's a day of Avelis, just like an Ovel Rachman Shlom may not do work, so too on Tisha B'Av don't we do work. That, as Rashi says, data m'malacha, avelus. He shouldn't forget his avelus. The Trumas Adeshin says that the reason we don't do malacha on Tisha B'Av is it's an inui. People want to go to work and earn money, and here we said that we're not allowed to do. Of course, the Trumas Adeshin also goes on to say that even if we hold, the Mishnah said that everybody should follow that minig, that you shouldn't do malacha on Tisha B'Av, it means work. That doesn't mean you're not allowed to turn on the light. Doesn't mean you're not allowed to write something that you must write. Work means work that is considered work. But I saw that the Magen Avraham says that even though we spoke in earlier shurim about working on Erev Shabbos, and we said that doing pakamachi, doing business, is not as serious as all other malacha, Tisha B'Av we're not allowed to do pakamachi. And the Ramah says that our minig is that we don't do malacha until chatzos, but after chatzos, we're allowed to do malacha. And the Rishonim say that that includes that we shouldn't even prepare for the meal on Matzoi Tisha B'Av before chatzos. Amar Shmuel, Ein Tainus Tzibbe B'Avol. The Mishnah Masechta Tainus, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, discusses at great length if there's Rechmanot Tzlan, a drought in Eretz Yisrael, that they had a system of Tanesim, that a process that they made Tanesim. So says Shmuel, Ein Tainus Tzibbe B'Avol, El Tisha B'Av Ad, only Tisha B'Av itself. So Rashi explains that since B'Avol was an area that didn't need rain that much, so there was never a time for a tiny sibur. The Ravid has a different explanation. The Ravid says that Bavel was a land that it was a difficult land to live in, and they couldn't put onto them, on the people who lived in Bavel, the stringencies that are involved in a tiny sibur. The Ramban explains that a tiny sibur could only be declared by a Nasi, and there was no Nasi in Bavel. That's why there's no tiny sibur in Bavel. Ela Tisha B'Av Bevad, only Tisha B'Av itself. So by comparing Tisha B'Av to tiny sibur, the Gemara says, the Gemara is assuming, that Tisha B'Av has all the halachos of tiny sibur. Ask the Gemara, so just like by tiny sibur, it begins already from the Bein HaShemashas before. So says the Gemara, L'meimah, the Sof Shmuel Tisha B'Av, Bein HaShemashas Shalai Osir, the Bein HaShemashas before Tisha B'Av, it's already Osir. And if you want to answer, the Kesav Shmuel, the Shmuel's opinion actually is that Kol Tanit Tzibur Ben Hashmashas Shalai Mutter. By every Tanit Tzibur Ben Hashmashas before is already Mutter. Ask them if that can't be. For Nantanan, the Mishnah teaches us in Masech the Tainus, a few days of the base. Oichon V'Shoysim Riboy Joim. On Erev Tainus, we could eat only during the day. Lemuti Mai, what is the Mishnah coming to teach us? Lav Lemuti Bein HaShemashas. That already Bein HaShemashas, we have to start acting like a Tainus Sibur. Says Demara, Loi. Lemuti Mishach Sheikh, at night. By Bein HaShemashas, by Tainus Sibur, and by Tisha B'Av, a Mutter Bachila Malacha. Name Messiah. And the Gemara wants to bring a Raya to this approach from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Ein Bein Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim. The difference between Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim, El Shizeh Sveikai Osir, since Yom Kippur is Mederaisif, there's a suffix, we have to be Machmer, V'Zeh Sveikai Mutter. And here, it's Mutter. Mai, ask them what was meant by this Braisa saying Sveikai Mutter. Loi, Lav, doesn't it mean the Bein HaShemashas, that by Yom Kippur, we may not do Melacha and eat Bein HaShemashas, and Tisha B'Av, we may. Says Loi, that's not what it meant. What it was meant was, Kramar of Shishabre Dravidi. It was meant, Lekveya de Yarka, to know that if we have a question, what day is Yom Kippur, we have to keep both days, because it's Fekad the Raisa the Chumra. But not by Tisha B'Av, which is a Rabbanon, but has nothing to do with Bein HaShemashas. Hochanami Lekveya de Yarka. Darish Rava, Ubrois, a pregnant woman, Umenikas, a nursing woman, Misanis Umeshlimis Boy, should fast the entire Tisha B'Av. Just like they have to do by Yom Kippur, the Bein HaShemashas Shaloi, but Bein HaShemashas Tisha B'Av, Osir. The Ked Omer Shmei de Rabbi Yochanan. And he says that's what Rabbi Yochanan paskens as well. Ask the Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, is that the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan? V'Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Tisha B'Av ain't a Ketanet Tzibur. The Tisha B'Av is not like a Ketanet Tzibur. My love, doesn't he mean the Bein HaShemashas? That by Ketanet Tzibur, Bein HaShemashas is Osir, and Tisha B'Av it's not. Says the Gemara Loi, it's talking about the Melacha. It's talking about the halacha of melacha. The Tanis Sibur, we may not do melacha. And Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us that Tishbav is not like a Tina Tzibur. And Me'ikar Adin, according to the letter of the law, one would be allowed to do malach on Tishbav, unless, as we learned in the Mishnah, there's a minig not to. Tani malacha, ask the Gemara, but malacha tanina. We already learned halacha about malacha, because that's what we just learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Makim shenag las malacha with Tishbav oisim, or Makim shenag shalai las is ain oisim. Vafir Rav Shimon Gamliel lay omer, even Rav Shimon Gamliel says that a person should act like a Talmud Chacham. The kios, what he meant to say is the kios Yosef Layovid, that if he didn't do melacha on Tisha B'Av, loy mechzi kiyura, it doesn't look like he's acting in an arrogant fashion. Avameis Layosa, he never said that one is absolutely forbidden to do melacha on Tisha B'Av. Elamai ene katana tzibur l'tfilas nila. On a tana tzibur, they would add extra tfilas. They would daven nila. Tisha B'Av, we don't daven nila. Ask the Gemara, why not? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, "V'levai she'espada odin v'hoil kolay yom kulay"? Rabbi Yochanan says a person should daven all day, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan holds that if somebody has a suffix, if he davened, he should daven over, because there's nothing wrong with davening all day as long as you know you're davening in a davar. Says the Gemara, "Hasam choiva." On a fast day, there was an obligation to daven nila. Hacha on Tisha B'Av, if you want to daven, you can daven rishus. Vibai say my ani katana sibur less of arba. On the tana sibur, they added brachas to the Shemona Esrei that we don't do on Tisha B'Av. The papa my ani katana sibur. What is meant when we said the Tisha B'Av is not like a tana sibur? Ena harishoynus, as we mentioned earlier, that there was a series of fasts. If chas v'sham there was no rain, there was the earlier fast that they ate at night. They only fasted by day. Rather, Tisha B'Av is kachroinus, vasura, that you have to stop eating already from the night before. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, so we're going back to the subject, we're allowed to eat bein ashmashas of Tisha B'Av. It says in a braisa, ein bein Tisha B'Av yom kippurim, al zes sveiko osu zes sveiko os mutter, mai sveiko mutter, la bein ashmashas shaloi. So isn't that a raya that Tisha B'Av we may eat still bein hashmashos. Says the Gemara Loi, as we learned before, l'kvi de yarcha. If we're not sure when Yom Kippur is, we're going to have to keep both days. But if we're not sure when Tisha B'Av is, it's a suffix drabonin. What are we saying? Ha l'chol dvarim. As far as all other areas of halacha, zeh v'zeh, shavin. Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are the same. Says the Gemara Messiah, Rabbi Lazar. This corroborates Rabbi Lazar's opinion. A person can't even stick his finger into water on Tisha B'Av. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, there's another braisa. The braisa says, "Ein bein Tisha B'Av l'tana sibur, shezeh osu b'siyus melacha, zeh muta b'siyus melacha, v'makom shenagu, where they do melacha on Tisha B'Av. Ha l'chol dvareim, zeh b'zeh, regarding all other halachic matters, shavim. Tisha B'Av and Atanat Sibur are the same. V'ilagab Atanat Sibur Tanya, when we speak about Atanat Sibur, the Mereisa teaches us in Masech L'Tainas that if you'd Gimel Amin Aleph, Sh'amru Osir Rechitza, when Chazal said that we can't wash on Atanat Sibur, Lo Yomer El Kol Gufoy, we can't put our whole body out of part of Yad V'Raglov Loi, and we said that Tisha B'Av, you can't even put Yad V'Raglov. Amra Papa, the way to understand these braces as follows. Kule Tana. Each braisa is teaching us a different kula. Tanat kula tama. The with Tisha B'Av is easier than other tanaisim. First, the Tanat taught us that Tisha B'Av is less than Yom Kippur, only regarding the suffix. That by Yom Kippur, if we have a suffix, what day is Yom Kippur? We're machmer, not by Tisha B'Av. And the other Tanat come to teach us regarding melacha. But where Tisha B'Av is stricter than all other Tainas, that the Tana is not focused on. And indeed, all other Tanaisim, Panav Yadav Raglov, are Mutter, and Tisha B'Av, it's Asur.